You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
What's up? Hey, are you in a good mood? You should be. It's Friday, unless you're listening to these out of order, which is quite possible and totally cool with me. But if you are listening to this on Friday, happy Friday. Put a big smile on your face. You have so much to be excited about. You're blessed. Man, you got so many good things going on for you. Look how smart you are. You're like one of those people who can't get enough knowledge. And I dig you and I love you. And like, just look around at all the awesome things that are happening in your life and feel that positivity and just take a moment to be grateful. I think that's the best way to start this episode. I want to say that I'm grateful for you and I am grateful for the opportunity to spend this time with you on Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson. I'm a New York Times best-selling author. I've created several number one TV fitness infomercials. I've done any type of business you can think of. I've done it from selling cars to selling knives door to door. When I'm passionate about something, you can't shut me up. And what I'm passionate about right now in my life is helping people avoid the mistakes that I made and enjoy the kind of crazy, amazing, fun-filled life that is possible because of what we can do online. It's why I've created Build Your Tribe. On Build Your Tribe, I take your questions related to building or starting a business and I give you the answers. If I don't have the answers, I'll send you to the person who does. So let's get to those questions. But just in case you want to know where you can leave one for me, please go to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene, C-H-A-L-E-N-E, like Charlene with no R. Okay, let's play that first message.
This is Jessica Zapata, otherwise known on Instagram as Infinite Fit, all the way from Canada. I'm all registered for Marketing Impact Academy live event coming up in June, and I cannot wait. But I want to know, what should I do ahead of time to prepare? What do I need to bring with me? What should I have gone over? Give me all the goods so I can fully focus and get the most out of it. Can't wait to meet you in person.
Infinite Fit. I can't wait to meet you, Jessica. I'm really excited about our upcoming event, the Marketing Impact Academy, live in June. Now, if you are not attending that event, don't worry. This episode is for you. As someone who wants to start their own business or build their business, I urge you to attend at a minimum 2 events per year. And that's advice from someone who's an introvert who doesn't like to leave home and thinks that we really have just a wealth of information and knowledge right at our fingertips. I mean, you can Google and YouTube and spend time on academies and build your business and learn from experts online. So, Shalene, why are you telling us to attend seminars live? Well, I want to make sure that everyone understands that there's a huge return on investment when you do so. So let me explain. First, each and every one of us is a lifelong learner. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. People who love to learn, crave knowledge, we can't help but be curious. And we make, by the way, the best entrepreneurs. And we're really cool to hang out with too, because we're curious. So we're going to ask you a lot of questions about you. Now, here's why I encourage you to make this investment. And it's more than just the investment that you have to pay for the event, obviously. You have to many times pay for a flight, get somebody to take care of the dogs or the kids, or maybe even your husband. Maybe you've got to have your mother-in-law move in so that somebody's cooking for everyone. I don't know, but there are definitely expenses involved outside of just attending the event. Not to mention the time that you're going to lose away from your business. So it's a lot of money in many instances. People have to think about flights and hotels, transportation, and then, of course, the loss of income. So why would I believe so passionately that this is something you should do at least twice a year? Well, let me explain. Even if you went to a lousy seminar, and I've been to them, just a seminar where you're like, are you kidding me? I paid for this. That's my own fault, FYI. That's only happened a very few times. And more often than not, it's a couple of speakers that I didn't know were coming and I felt like they're a waste of time. But most often, I am going to do my research before I go, because if I'm going to leave my family, if I'm going to make that type of investment, it's up to me to do my due diligence and go, okay, do I need this? What kind of people attend? And that's an important question. What kind of people attend? And it's not like a, well, who's going to be there? Are they my type of people? It's not that. It's, you know, you want to surround yourself, this is my general rule, with people who are going places, are doing things you haven't done yet, or are in the thick of things that you're in. I just don't think it makes any sense to, for me right now, to attend a seminar where I'm learning how to film my first video. That wouldn't make any sense. I'm past that point. And I don't mean that as a negative. It's just like, I want to go to a seminar where I'm going to meet people who inspire me, who motivate me, who make me a little nervous because they got it going on. And that gets my juices pumping. And that gets me excited to see that it's possible. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to meet people and go, I never even thought that was even like a possibility until I met you. One of the greatest return on investments that you will find from attending a live seminar will not happen from the stage. It won't be the information that the speaker or the expert is sharing. The greatest investment that you will receive by attending a live seminar is from the people surrounding you. The person who you sit down next to, even though they don't look like you, they don't look like someone you would normally approach at a party. They look like they might be in a completely different line of work. Dude, that's who you need to sit next to. The person who you're like, oh, I doubt we have anything in common. I triple dog dare ya to sit down next to that person. And then be the kind of individual who's smart enough, kind enough, caring enough, confident enough to say, hello, do you mind if I sit here? Oh, so what do you do? Have you ever been to this seminar before? How did you find out about it? What do you know about this person? Like, be that person. Strike up a conversation with small talk and then just go deeper and deeper. And trust me, mark my words, if you do this, you're going to meet people who are going to change your flipping world. They're either going to touch your heart because God put them in the chair next to you for a reason. There's something's going on in their life or has happened in their life. And there's no other explanation other than God that you end up sitting next to each other. This happens to me all the time. I'm like, it blows my mind. But you have to go into any seminar situation with that attitude, that the reward is the people in the room. And then the extra added bonus is the stuff that you came for. And that's kind of a given, but you'll miss out on so much if you try to be too introverted. And I can say that because I am an introvert, but I really know the value of putting myself in a position where I'm the one trying to make other people feel comfortable and asking questions and going outside of my comfort zone to really take an interest in others when I'm at a seminar. And that's how, my friends, what I'm about to say, I'm not going to say because I'm trying to, like, I don't know, blow smoke or make myself sound important. I'm going to tell you this because I want you to know it's possible if you apply some of the things I'm about to share with you. And it's this. It's a generally held belief that if you invest a dollar in personal or business development, on average, you can expect about a $7 return. Well, that's pretty cool. And the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, I need to write this down because I am going to show this to my husband, who's always like, okay, you're doing what? Like, especially when I first recognized that I knew very little about building my business online, truly about marketing and social media marketing and delivering a message online. Like, I didn't know that much about it. I knew how to be on video. I knew how to run a lot of different businesses. I didn't understand the online marketing world. And frankly, it seemed very complicated and based in technology, and it seemed like a guy's world, right? And so I just knew enough about what was happening that if I could find the best experts, the person who had the secret, or at least they had the reputation and the track record of success, that if they were doing a seminar or a training, and I could go to that, and it could save me tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours, I am all in. Do you hear me? All in. And let me just say, that was a brilliant decision on both of our parts. And it was one of the important transitions Brett and I made as a couple, as business owners, when we decided to transition. We had no choice but to transition from being stressed and successful to what we call smart success. We had to do things differently. And one of the first things that we did was like, okay, let's stop trying to figure this stuff out and putting money in a fireplace, which is basically what you're doing when you're trying to figure things out that have already been figured out. Like, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's been invented. Go to the person who invented it and say, hey, I'll pay you a couple bucks to show me how you made this wheel. And that's what we did. Like, I did it like a banshee. I don't even know what a banshee is, but they do things a lot. And so, like a banshee, I went to every business seminar or personal development seminar that offered the type of content that I knew I needed to figure out. And here was my system for being able to not just get a $7 return on my $1 investment, but what I'm about to say is the truth. $100 return for each dollar I spent in personal development that year, the year after, and then the biggest experiment, this is a true story, is I spent $100,000 one year, not too many years ago, about 4 years ago, on personal and business development. And you're saying to yourself, are you saying there was a $10 million payoff that year? Not in that year, but almost. I'm going to tell you that, almost. And I don't say that to brag at all. Like, who cares? Money isn't important. What's important is lifestyle. The reason why I say that is because I have a formula and I want to share it with you. And it starts with this: accept the people that are in the room who are there, that is the reward of the seminar. You're going to form partnerships and affiliates and relationships and even take business and push it off to the side. Somebody in that room is going to change your life with their story. And it might have nothing to do with business. Just be open to accepting and receiving other people and having empathy and be a listener. So if my first tip is to understand that the value of a seminar comes with the people who are there, the attendees. If that's number one, then number 1A is to make yourself, before you go to the seminar, make yourself someone who people like to be around. What happens for a lot of people when they go to a seminar is they're intimidated. They feel like everyone who's there is going to be like super wealthy or super uber knowledgeable in this particular topic, and they're going to laugh you out of the room. So when we feel insecure, what do? We puff up kind of like a peacock, and we try to make ourselves seem bigger and more intimidating than what we really are. So oftentimes you'll lead in conversations with all of your tremendously impressive accolades and your resume, and that was my gagging sound. Nobody cares, y'all. Nobody cares about your resume. Nobody cares. All they care about is how much you care. So rather than preparing your resume and memorizing each of your accomplishments, here's what I ask you to do. This is 1B. If 1A is to receive people and to make yourself open to meeting new people, then 1B is this: prepare a list of questions, small talk questions that lead into deeper conversations. Tip number 2, before you leave, weeks before you leave, figure out how you're going to be awesome to everyone. What do I mean by that? I mean, not 2 days before you leave, but 2 weeks before your event, start giving consideration on being more considerate. In other words, start being nicer, start being more considerate, start doing things for other people, because you leaving is going to put somebody in a position where they've got to take on more responsibilities than what they normally do. That's just the bottom line. Even if it's something as simple as someone has to drive you to the airport, someone has to pick you up, or someone has to take care of your dogs, or maybe a coworker has to pick up the slack on a project the two of you were working on together. But more often than not, the person who you need to be most considerate to is your life partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. It's the person who has to deal with how insane you get just before an event and all of the chaos that ensues when one piece of the puzzle is missing. That's you. And many times when we're leaving to do a seminar, your partner knows you love this stuff. You love learning. And even though you can say, oh, it was so hard. We went all day and I took so many notes. My hand was going to fall off and I had to sit next to this guy with really bad breath. It doesn't matter how horrible you paint the event In their mind, they're picturing you laying on a beautiful lounge by white sands in a blue ocean and having cocktails. And then in the afternoon, you quickly do a 30-minute seminar. And the rest of the time is spent leisurely lounging and chatting with friends. So there's perception and then there's reality. Either way, I think it's best you make this easiest on yourself if you just start being super considerate 2 weeks before the event, more considerate than you normally are, going above and beyond, out of your way to care for the people who are going to have to take on more in your absence. Tip number 3, relax. And one of the best ways to do that and to lower your anxiety level is with knowledge. There's a very high likelihood that the seminar you'll be attending, or at least one of the seminars you'll attend this year, is something you've never been to before. And when we don't know what to expect, our anxiety levels go up. That's just normal. That's human nature. So know first that most of the people who are going to be attending will probably also be first-time attendees, and they're nervous too. I don't care if they're a doctor or a lawyer or what kind of initials they have after their name. If they are a human, humans get nervous, no matter how confident they are. Humans get nervous when they don't know what to expect. We all do. So how can you quiet that nervousness and lower your own anxiety levels? By doing some research. You see, this is what's so cool about Google and the internet, the www.whatever. You don't have to wonder what the seminar looks like and who's going to be there and what the room might look like and what you can expect. Unless it's the first time the seminar's ever been done, you can probably do a little bit of intel and figure out, what do people wear? How do they dress? What will the seating be like? Will I have to bring something to write on? In other words, I'm going to bring my notebook, but should I also bring maybe an encyclopedia so I have something on my lap to write with? I can tell you, I've been to many seminars where there's so many people in the room that they don't have desks or tables. So you have to write on your lap. And if you're like me, you're a note taker. That's a tip that's coming up shortly. But if you're a note taker, you need something to write on. And it's very distracting if you're typing on your laptop. A lot of people do that. I don't recommend it. We'll talk about that in just a second as well. I want you to take handwritten notes. So assume that you've got to do a little bit of research. And even if from your research, it looks like most people are sitting at tables taking notes, just assume that this year there won't be tables and that you'll need to take handwritten notes on your lap. So you can bring a laptop and then put a piece of paper on top of it. That's a nice writing surface, or a book from the room. But you definitely want to look at photos online. Then you're going to have an idea, and it will lower your anxiety levels once you know, like, okay, that's what people are wearing. These are the kind of people who attend. This is what the room looks like. I notice a lot of people are wearing sweaters. I bet the room is cold, or it looks like a part of it is going to be outside. So now I know kind of how to dress. This is a place where they take a lot of breaks, and because it's a warm state, I can expect to be going inside and outside. I need to dress with layers. Just removing the unexpected. You kind of know what to expect. You will feel just that much more at ease. But again, you're human, so you're probably still going to be nervous. That nervousness is actually excitement. I will feel it on that day. You will feel it on that day. Most everyone else is going to be feeling excitement or nervousness, whatever you want to call it. So just don't think that you're weird or that you shouldn't go simply because you feel a little bit of anxiety about the unknown or meeting people you don't know. Everybody else feels that too. Get over it and go to the seminar. My next tip is not going to be a surprise to you. It is to take copious notes. That's kind of a no-brainer. However, and this may surprise you coming from someone who loves digital, they need to be handwritten notes. We know too much about brain science that tells us the brain actually processes and stores and recalls information better when we take handwritten notes versus notes on our laptop. So that's my recommendation, is just take handwritten notes. That's part one. Part two of that same recommendation, however, is to take a certain type of note. I bring the same notebook to every seminar that I attend. I've filled 4 in the last 4 years, and I take pages and pages of notes at every seminar because I won't remember, and neither will you. So here's my system for note taking. Number one, leave the first 5 or 6 pages at the beginning of each seminar to be available for your brainstorms. What happens when you sit in a room with really super creative, like-minded people is your neurons in your brain, the creative side of your brain, just start firing like crazy. And you're going to have these brilliant ideas, which might have nothing to do with what the speaker's talking about. It's just what happens when you go to a seminar. It's that thing that, you know, if I'm telling you all of the advantages of coming to one of my seminars, I can't include this. However, I don't know very many people who don't experience this. Just a rush, a flood of your most creative thoughts happen when you're at a seminar. So I always explain to my students, don't try to think you'll remember that later when you go back to your hotel room. Just leave us mentally for a moment if you need to and jot down as many ideas that you're getting, or even do your brainstorm right in the middle of the lecture if you need to, because that's priceless. When you have one of those like brilliant ideas come to you, you want to save those first five pages for two things. Number one, brilliant ideas. And number two, action that you need to take based on what the speaker just said or something someone else has just said to you. It's like your action pages. After those first five pages, then you're going to take detailed notes on what every speaker is saying. At the end of each evening, before making plans to meet someone in the lounge, or even before returning a phone call home to make sure that nobody set the baby on fire, before you do any of that, just allow 10 minutes of your own time to decompress with no music, no TV, no phone, no nothing, no distractions, just you quietly in a corner or in your private hotel room, or maybe in the privacy of your car, wherever you can get away and create solitude. I want you to review your notes, write down anything that was missing that you're like, oh, if I read this later, it's not going to make sense. Highlight things, circle things. Maybe you'll see something in your notes that you realize you should have written down as an action step in those first five pages. Maybe by rereading your notes, that will trigger a creative idea, and that needs to go in those first couple pages of your notes. But those 10 minutes will get you far more than a $7 return on your $1 investment. Do you hear me? So by taking 10 minutes, oh, she's getting sassy again. I really do kind of get sassy sometimes on Build Your Tribe. I am so sorry. It's just because I love you. But I get kind of momish. I'm sorry about that. It is really because I want the best for you, right? And so I'm going to tell you this. By taking 10 minutes at the end of each day when your brain is fried, when you so want to just go for a run or have a cocktail or watch some TV, like whatever it is you want to do, take 10 minutes of solitude to process your thoughts and review your notes. Okay, we're almost there. Okay, now this tip became a game changer for me. When I started doing this, I'm telling you, every single time I went to a seminar, I didn't have to worry. I have saved the best tip for last. When I started doing this and sharing this with my top level mentorship students, we found that we could get the highest return on investment from any seminar. But keep in mind, this requires incredible discipline. It is to schedule time to implement after the seminar. Now consider what it's going to take in order to make that happen. If you've been away for several days, and in some cases a week, then you can't take another week off to implement, or can you? Well, maybe you can. But if you can't, you still have to schedule that time. Let's just assume that you get back on a Sunday night, and now you know that Monday morning is going to be hectic and crazy, and there's probably a million things that you need to attend to. It's not the right day or time to, again, stay away from your business or away from your responsibilities to implement. But if you just allow another day, and another week, and then another month to pass, you, like most people, may never implement the things that you've learned. All of those exciting ideas, all of the things that had you so pumped up about changing your life and changing your business while you're sitting in that room, they turn into a pipe dream. And those are the people who walk away disappointed, going to seminar after seminar, going, I keep waiting for something to change me, but they're expecting someone to implement for them. We're all busy. That's why we go to seminars and trainings and workshops and masterminds and retreats, is to learn ways, techniques, best practices to improve our lives. Yet it still requires scheduling of the time that's needed to implement. This does require some discipline, but here's what I recommend you do. Take an honest and fair look at your calendar. when you return, how much time do you need to get back in the flow of things to make sure everything's clicking, that everyone's happy, that you're back into doing your workflow and you haven't let any balls dropped. Yet you can still take out time in your schedule, the appropriate and a fair amount of time that's required in order to implement the things that you've learned. So if you've just learned 4 days worth of ideas, many of which are going to take a couple of weeks to implement, well, then we might have to calendar a couple of days this week. And then the next month, you might want to calendar 2 or 3 days that you can devote just to implementing these ideas. You see, if we just attend trainings, if we get motivated and we get excited, but we never implement, well, then it's very difficult to get a return on your investment. You probably will get a return on your investment, but it's not what you're thinking. I mean, you want to be that person who can say, that seminar changed my business. Just one single idea that I learned made me $10,000 the next week. And I can go through my book right now and I can go page after page after page and I can show you that because I set aside and specifically on my calendar made sure that there was clear space that was just devoted to implementing these ideas, that just one idea from one speaker, just one sentence, how each one of them gave me a return on my investment. Some of them as much as $10,000. One seminar that I went to, just one referral to a website saved my husband and I over $150,000. So you just have to make time to implement this stuff. This is a true story. One website referenced by one speaker at one seminar. So we're talking about 1 minute worth of notes gave me the idea and the knowledge and the information that I needed and I didn't have until I heard that speaker that has allowed my husband and I to earn several million dollars. Now, it's not that the website made us that money, but the website, this resource, this referral, this way of using the website, that idea made it possible for me to create an idea around it that's generated us millions of dollars. But it wouldn't have even been possible. I wouldn't have even been able to envision how it was we could do this if I hadn't heard about this company, this website. Aren't you just dying to know what that was? I'll tell you. It was Kajabi. Kajabi is the company that allows me to build and create these online communities, my academies, the places where Brett and I teach and train entrepreneurs, people who want to take their life to the next level. It is Kajabi where we host all of our online training, including the Courageous Confidence Club. All of those programs are through Kajabi. And I misspelled the word and I circled it. And that evening after hearing a couple of speakers reference Kajabi, I went online, realized I'd misspelled it, looked it up, and because we had set aside time about a month later to look further into it, only because I had set aside time to figure it out, can I sit here today and tell you, attending that one seminar turned into a multi-million dollar return on our investment. Not just that year, but over the course of years. And you know what? Even so much cooler than the dollar amount is a resource like that allows me to live. Because I can train people online, I don't have to fly all over the country and do seminars, which I enjoy doing, but I don't have to do a live training every day. My students are online. It's an online school. It's an online program. And to me, it's even more important than the financial rewards. It's the lifestyle it's allowed us to live. And plus, I think they're really great guys. Are there other companies out there that do something similar? For sure. But I like them. I like them as people. I like them as a company. I like what they stand for. It's allowed me to serve so many people and, more importantly, honor my family, honor my priorities. And that's super cool. Those are my general tips for anyone who's going to be attending a seminar in the next calendar year, which I hope everyone who's listening will. It is an investment. That's why we entitled this episode Return on Investment. It is an investment. There aren't too many people who just have, you know, money laying around that they're like, oh, I've got all this big pile of money over here. What should I do with it? I think I'll go to a seminar. For most people, it's a pretty nerve-wracking decision. And they have to think about, can we justify this investment? An investment means that there should be a return on your money. And the best way to get a return on your money is to know that you've got to put in the work. So those are my tips for everyone. The remainder of this episode is specifically just for those of you who will be attending the Marketing Impact Academy live seminar. So to everyone else, I will see you tomorrow. For those of you who are continuing on because you are MIA students who will be at the live seminar, I just want to give you a few things to think about before attending our event in June. Number one, let's talk about what you can expect. Long days, yet it's not all lecture. I do try to incorporate a ton of implementation time. In other words, you'll learn things and then we put on the, you know, Jeopardy music and you'll actually figure out how to do it yourself right then and there. I think that's a tremendous reward because, as I had mentioned in this episode, there are so many times where I wanted to implement like the next day, but life gets in the way. So for me, the reason why this is a little bit longer seminar than most is because what we're learning, a great deal of it, is technology or social media. And it's techniques that we can all learn. It's not that you have to master them, but you will learn them in this seminar, even things that are not in your academy lessons. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to actually put them into practice or write the email or go online and begin to outsource some of your social media. You'll do that there. So my recommendation for you is this. Don't plan any social gathering. Like if, for example, you've got an aunt who lives in that area, it's just you've got to think of this as an investment in your business, and this isn't social time. So there won't be a lot of laying out by the pool or massages unless that's what you want to do. But I hope you're here to really expand your business so that you don't have to mix business with pleasure. You can just take a pleasure trip at some point. So a lot of the work is done within the seminar. And then I recommend that you plan each evening that you're going to spend 2 to 3 hours that night implementing. There's time to socialize. There's time to connect with other people. And that's important. But what's most important is that you're going to be implementing all of the incredible knowledge that you'll be receiving at Marketing Impact. Now, I'm bringing to you this year guests I've never had on my stage before, many of them. I think maybe one repeat, but the most of the speakers this year are all new to you based on your request. You said, I'm still struggling with this, or I'd love to hear from an expert on this topic. I can't share those with you now, even though we have them secured, because I like every day for it to be a surprise. So don't ask us for a specific itinerary. We won't give you one. And the reason why is because when people have an itinerary, they look at it and they go, yeah, I guess I don't need to attend Friday morning. You've made this investment. You should attend every single minute, even if you feel like it's something you already know. Because as I referenced in this episode, just one resource can make a multi-million dollar difference in your business. Sitting next to one individual who you didn't sit next to earlier in the day can change your life. So expect to be open-minded, expect to be wowed, dress comfortably. Fabulous shoes are always recommended, but not required. You can wear Uggs if you want. I mean, the truth is we tell people to come as you are and be comfortable. But I will tell you that typically we've noticed this happens day one. Everyone dresses to the nines, like fun, and they wear their best clothes and their best shoes, and everyone looks like $1 million and they're shaking firm handshakes everywhere. And I noticed by day two, people are a little more relaxed. And by the fourth day, people are showing up in their pajamas with a ponytail on top of their head and sleep still in their eyes. But we become one big happy family. It is very fun. We dance. I get you up out of your seat. I hate sitting. I know you do too. So there's even a whole section where I'm going to have you listen to the lecturer. Those of you who are, sick of sitting, you'll actually stand and take your notes. And we dance in between. And there's lots of breaks for you to have the opportunity to network. But it's just jam-packed full of knowledge. I try not to bring you speakers who are just super motivational because I know you're already motivated. You don't need that. You need the know-how. You need the steps. You need the time to implement. You need the tools. You need the resources. You need people to say, this will save you time. This will save you money. Don't do that. Do this. And that's what I bring to you. You will also, I think it's helpful for you to bring either a laptop or an iPad because some of the things that we'll be looking at are online. However, I want you to take notes in your own handwriting. I can't wait to see you. I'm really excited for those of you who have already taken advantage of the VIP opportunity. If you've never done the VIP opportunity, I know myself, whenever I go to a seminar, I'm like, should I do the VIP? Like, is that worth it? I don't know. That's up to you. Here's what I can tell you. I don't recommend you do VIP if you're just a fan and you really want to take a photo because maybe you did my workout videos or something. I don't think that's the best investment for you. But if you would love the opportunity to ask your question, to get to know behind the scenes what all this looks like, to really connect with the people who are movers and shakers, then VIP is the experience you want. The people who I want to take advantage of the VIP are the people who are very serious about their businesses. They want the inside information. I come in early before the day starts. I just meet with the VIP. They sit up front close to the stage. And so they get premier seating. And this is a big event. So that premier seating makes it worth it alone. I think we feed you a couple of meals and maybe there's a reception. I know there's a reception because we do photos. It's a big event, so I can't take photos with people who attend MIA, except we make a point of doing it for our VIPs. VIP, for me, at least when I attended a seminar, it was like, it wasn't about the photo. For me, it was about I need the information. I need the insight. Just asking one personal question that wasn't covered in the seminar, but it really helped me, oftentimes was worth the price of admission and then some. Of course, we take care of our VIPs like no other. Like, we go above and beyond. It's an incredible opportunity. And most importantly, I think it is because the other types of people who do VIP are phenomenal individuals for you to network with. And that's a great opportunity. So if you haven't already, I strongly encourage you to register for our VIP. In fact, as I record this, I think we're very close to being sold out of the VIP opportunity. And for those of you who just happen to be listening out of curiosity and you're not a part of the Marketing Impact Academy, we would love for you to join our school. We open it up once a year, and it is a very special live event. But aside from the live event, it's an ongoing academy. It is an online school, and it's a lifelong membership because social media changes every day. Our practices for connecting and building businesses online seems to change every day, mainly because of technology. The good news is it keeps getting easier and easier. And the even better news is you don't have to figure this out. Once you are a member of Marketing Impact Academy, we figure it out for you. So every time there's a change on Instagram or you're wondering what's the best practice for email writing, you just log in. In fact, most of our students just keep that tab open on their desktop, and that's how they get a return on their investment. We have students who have improved their income tenfold. You can read the recommendations, you can read the referrals, go online, Google search it, look on YouTube, see what people say has happened to their businesses, their ideas that weren't even a business after they attended Marketing Impact, after they go to school online, how much it changes the direction not only of their business, but in many times their lives. So rather than me telling you about it, why don't you go check out what other people have to say about it online? Because I think you'll be pretty impressed. And I hope that I get to meet you, that you'll be at one of our live events and you'll take advantage of that VIP opportunity. For everybody else, thank you so much for listening to this extra long episode of Build Your Tribe. I thought this would be a short one. Apparently it wasn't. I know I normally promise you to be brief, be bright, be fun, and be done. And today I was not brief, but there was so much great information I needed you to know so that whatever seminar you attend, you get a return on your investment. So I hope you agree that I was at least bright and fun. And now I'm done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.